four letters. If you spend any time on social media, especially YouTube, you've probably seen them too. ASMR. And maybe the video was something like this.
Soy Filipino. Filipino, 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 Filipino. Pero yo no sé el Tagalog, desafortunadamente.
If you clicked on this episode, you might already know what it is. And maybe you're hoping to experience some. Or maybe you're like me and you don't really know what it is. Well, let's find out, shall we?
Podcast presented by Sonic Embassy.
Episode 02 ASMR. What? Why? What you heard in the beginning was ASMR Spanish whispers from a YouTuber called Tapioca ASMR. Not too long ago, I started noticing more and more videos with ASMR in the title. I thought it was a fairly recent phenomenon, but as it turns out with most things I find, I am the one who's always late to the party. So my first encounters with it consisted of videos of people whispering. I was like, what? And why? I just initially figured it was some kind of weird fetish thing. Then recently, as I was searching for some sounds, I came across more and more ASMR videos. And it was a lot more than just whispering. A lot of it was sound-based, sounds of everyday activities, but hyper-focused, like brushing hair. Or fingers tapping. Or even eating ice. So then, I started reading some of the comments and got super intrigued. For example, under one video of ice cubes and water, listen to some of the comments. Finally, I found a video of my favorite trigger. Thank you so much. This video made me fall asleep. Good job. I got the most intense ASMR tingles from this video. You're so calm and it makes me calm. Thank you. I'm subscribed. Digging through the ice bowl was my favorite trigger. Good job. Nice vid. Amazing. So calming. This is driving me crazy more than anything. Just too slow for me. Or like these comments from an ASMR mukbang vid. First time watching her. I love when they don't talk. I've got tingles and now I'm very, very sleepy. I watch this video every day and night. I've been watching this same video for a year now. It's one of my favorites. So, why are people drawn to videos like this? It's a combination of sensory, psychological, even neurological factors. Okay, so what the heck is ASMR? And MOOC what? The term ASMR actually came about in 2010. Hey, so I'm not that late. For once. The term was apparently coined by a woman named Jennifer Allen, who was doing her own research for years, trying to figure out what this tingling head and spine feeling she got was whenever she would see certain things. And in her research, she discovered that there were many other people out there with similar experiences. There just didn't seem to be a word for it. Terms like braingasm just wouldn't give this the legitimacy that they needed. They needed something more scientific sounding, more clinical. So, apparently, she came up with ASMR. The A stands for autonomous, because it was a feeling from within. Then sensory, because, well, it just made sense. Well, wait, that awesome pun was not intended, but sensory, the senses. M is for meridian, which describes the overall energy distribution system of Chinese medicine, or some say M for motor. And R was the response or the reaction to stimuli. Here's Dr. Judy Ho in a segment from the television show The Doctors.
And basically, it refers to the feelings of euphoria and tingleness that people get, especially in response to sensory stimuli. The most common ones from research studies are whispering and crisp sounds, as you saw in that video. So the fingernails, eating pickles. And the reason why people think that it helps them is because it tends to promote this relaxation sort of quality. And some people will say they've felt better, not only while they're listening to those videos, but up to hours afterwards, 80% of people will say that they increase their mood. However, there's no controlled study, so we don't actually know how it works. I have some clients who swear by this, though, and they kind of use it as an alternative therapeutic technique.
No one's been able to unravel the biochemistry or the exact physiological experience that people are having. The neurotransmitters, probably things like oxytocin. It's sometimes called the love hormone or the bonding hormone, because it's associated with people that are really close to each other. There's a lot of people online that are reporting that ASMR is helpful for them, not just relaxing, but also for their anxiety, for their condition of having insomnia.
That was Dr. Craig Richard of Shenandoah University in a report from The New Yorker. So to oversimplify it, it's the tingles, especially the brain tingles, and it makes many people feel relaxed. I love to watch cooking videos, especially just regular, everyday people, and seeing how they do it. So there's this one YouTuber that I really like. It's Quang Tran.
Food and life's such a beautiful thing, don't you think? If you guys are enjoying this content, don't forget to like this content here. Also, click on the bell. Come on, be a part of the notification.
I like his cooking style. He's fun to watch. He's got a great personality. One of my favorites was this one, when he makes this delicious-looking fried chicken. I think it's the crunchiest chicken I've ever seen.
I'm gonna do half a tablespoon of salt here. Let's do a teaspoon of onion salt here. Just a teaspoon, guys. A teaspoon of garlic salt here. Or just half a teaspoon of garlic salt, actually. And
we were even inspired to make it ourselves. But I noticed at the end of his videos, he would sit there and eat a lot. And people really seem to like that.
All right, let's do this, guys. A bite of this. Best fried chicken ever. I kind of burnt the top of this, guys. I think, nice, guys. I've eaten a lot of fried chicken, but I haven't cooked this in a while. Super pumped for this. Oh, man. All right, that cruster, that is one flavorful chicken. Spices on this, amazing. It's beyond perfect. You know what I like?
And I begin to see this term mukbang. M-U-K-B-A-N-G. It seemed to be more videos of people eating. Usually mountains of food. Okay, so mukbang is a Korean mashup of two words. Mong Nun, which means eating or let's eat, and Bang Song, which means broadcast. I gotta admit, I really don't care to watch other people eat. I mean, it's cool to see the initial taste test reaction if they were just cooking, and maybe a couple of bites after that. But after that, enough. Plus, I'm way too judgy for that. Like, ew, they barely chewed their food before they swallowed it. They're gonna pay for that later. Or, would you please close your mouth when you chew? Or, please wipe your mouth. And I really don't want to hear other people eat. To me, it sounds kind of gross. Gross. One of my daughters really likes
the stop motion cooking, even though I don't know if that really counts as ASMR, but the way that they just do the sounds of the way that they're cooking is just very appealing to me.
So do you get the brain tingles?
I don't know. I've never noticed. I just like the way it sounds. It's just cool. One that I really like to watch is Western Spaghetti by Pes, or P-E-S. He's making spaghetti, but making it from different, like, pieces of games and stuff like that. It's weird, it's different, it's interesting. And the sounds, it's very creative, it's cool.
How does it make you feel?
I don't know. It's just chill the way that it sounds. It's just appealing to listen to. I can't think of a particular reason as to why. It's just calming. It's just nice.
Interesting. So from tapping. Chewing, scratching, crinkling, and the list of triggers could continue forever. ASMR seems all about the sounds, but is it? In a moment, that and celebs are getting in on the ASMR phenomenon too. So is ASMR just sound-based? From the info that I've seen, the answer is no. ASMR is not just about the sounds. Hearing is just one of our senses. Like I mentioned before, mukbang, many would say, falls under the category of ASMR. Some people enjoy watching other people eat. It makes them feel some type of way. Well, it makes me feel some type of way too. Even the originator of the term ASMR that we mentioned before, Jennifer Allen, reported that when she had watched videos of space, she would get the tingles when the camera pulled back to show the marble of the Earth. And someone else that keeps coming up in the ASMR conversation that I've found are Bob Ross videos. You know Bob Ross, right? Joy of Painting?
Hi, I'm Bob Ross. I think there's an artist hid in the bottom of every single one of us. And here we will try to show you how to bring that artist out, to put it on canvas, because you too can paint almighty pictures.
Many people report feeling something when watching and listening to him paint. I can see how this could be relaxing. I gotta admit, I agree. I remember when I was a kid, at home sick from school, my mom put a little TV in my room, and I would watch PBS. And I remember being kind of mesmerized watching Bob Ross paint.
Till we have a nice, smooth sky. There we go. Okay, we'll clean the brush one more time. Now, let's start putting in some. Let's put in some almighty trees here. And here we're going to begin pushing in basic tree shapes. So just bend the brush. Bend the brush. Make those little leaves and branches just pop right out at you. There he comes. These little son of a guns hide in your brush, and you just have to push him out.
Even my wife says she remembers not really being interested in painting when she was a kid, but falling asleep a lot watching Bob Ross as a kid, feeling really relaxed.
There's one.
You know, I've noticed that people always seem to yawn when I talk for like more than 10 seconds at a time. Huh. Did you just yawn? Do you want to? I'll bet you do. Just give in. There's no shame. Well, at least now I realize that maybe I shouldn't be offended when people yawn in my face when I'm talking. Maybe I'm their trigger. Yeah, right. Well, there is no doubt that ASMR is super popular right now. Even famous actors and actresses are getting in on this phenomenon. Like this series from W Magazine.
Seems like really good ASMR content.
Which has featured stars like Jennifer Garner.
I'm Jennifer Garner. I think you're going to reach inside and find a deeper happiness than you found before. I think you're going to connect with people in your life and learn something new about yourself. I think a good sleep is a great start to any of those journeys, and you're about to have one.
And Cardi B. Wonder Woman herself.
Hello everyone, my name is Gal, and we're doing an ASMR interview. I'm playing Diana in the film Wonder Woman. She has a sword, a shield, gauntlets, and a lasso.
And other stars like...
I'm Jake ASMR Gyllenhaal.
I'm Kate Hudson.
I am Alyssa Benoist.
I am Salma Hayek.
Hi, I'm Emily Ratajkowski.
Hi, my name's Margot Robbie.
It's me, Aubrey Plaza.
And the comedy television show Saturday Night Live, or SNL. Check out this promo with actress Scarlett Johansson from 2019.
Hi, I'm Scarlett Johansson. People have told me I have a calming voice, but I'm not sure what they're talking about. I do things like everyone else.
You're not gonna talk like that on Saturday, are you?
Watch me on ASMR, I mean SNL, this weekend. Excuse me.
If you noticed, in this episode, I let some of the sounds play out for a little bit longer. Did anything trigger you? Did you feel anything? Any tingles? Or relaxation? Calmness? Or just yawning? Jerks. Anyway, I'd love to know, especially if it was your first time. Thus far, I haven't felt any of the tinglies or the brain gasms. But sometimes I do feel sleepy, so does that count? Except for hearing people eat. That doesn't make me feel sleepy.
But I don't know, the jury's still out.
Holy crap, did I just make myself yawn? Anyway, this is fascinating though. So, just as if you have triggers and you feel something, it doesn't necessarily make you a weirdo. Not being responsive to what others do doesn't necessarily mean something's wrong with you either. For instance, my wife has a really strong sense of taste. She may even be what they call a super taster. My youngest daughter has a sense of smell like a bloodhound. If something doesn't smell right, she'll let you know. It's psychological. It's neurological. It all comes from our brain. And the human brain is one complex machine. Once again, here's Dr. Craig Richard with one interesting reason why we're so different.
Misophonia is an extreme dislike of some sounds. Hearing someone chewing, or for some people, hearing whispering, which is ironic because chewing sounds and whispering are commonly reported as ASMR triggers, which is relaxation. How can a sound be so relaxing for group A, but then really make group B angry? The company 23andMe put out some data recently to say that misophonia has been shown to have a genetic link, which gives support to, well, maybe there could be a genetic link to ASMR then.
Yeah, the whispering doesn't do it for me. Definitely not the eating sounds. I don't know if I found my personal brain tingles trigger. I mean, I've shuddered, but I don't know if that counts. But tons of things I do find relaxing, mesmerizing, for sure. I mean, I like to sleep with a fan for white noise after all. Ah, that's so nice. And as the study of this phenomenon continues, and we learn more of the science of it, maybe we'll learn a lot more about ourselves and figure out why we respond or do not respond the way others may. Tell you what, to end this episode, let's do it ASMR style. See if you feel anything. And if you do, I'd love to know. My email is studio@sonicembassy.com. And you can also find The Sonic Embassy on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our website is sonicembassy.com. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to let me know is to tell others about it so they can listen too. And if you hated it, tell others about it so they can listen too. I would really hate that. If you have an idea that you think would make a great episode, please let me know. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you're relaxed right now. Or if you're irritated by this, that's okay too. I'm probably irritated listening to this too. Anyway, I love you. You're doing awesome. You are awesome. And I hope you'll listen more soon. Bye for now. Okay, be warned, it's going to get loud in 3 seconds.
Embassy.
Sonic Embassy.